Shalom. Today's daf yomi is Arachin daf vav Arachin 6. And on top of vav amud aleph, the Gemara is continuing our discussion with respect to the receiving of a donation of from a person who's not of the Jewish faith for the upkeep of the temple for the Bedek HaBayis. So our Gemara cites two brayos that are contradicting each other. Tana Chada, that one brayos says Ove Kohavim Sheisnadev Nedavo Bedek HaBayis, that if there is a person who's not of the Jewish faith who made a donation to the temple for the Bedek HaBayis, for the upkeep of a temple, Mekabonim, and that we are able to accept this donation from him. Vetanya Idach, whereas an alternative brisa states that an Ovei Kochavim that made such a donation, Ein Mekabonim, we do not accept from him. And the Gemara is raising this brisa, so these two brisas is contradicting each other, but not raising this contradiction with respect to our Mishnah back on 5b, where we learned that everybody says that a non-Jew who makes a donation is accepted, because the commentaries point out that the Gemara could have easily given the answer to that, that the Mishnah that says that it's okay was referring to the donations for the Kodshei Mizbeach, whereas the price is referring to the donations that were for the Bedek HaBayis. So they could have been talking about two different types of donations. So we see from here back to our Gemara that the Gemara is referring to two contradictory sources, that the first source states that a non-Jew's donation for the Bedek HaBayis is accepted, whereas the other source says it's not accepted. So how do we deal with this contradiction? So says Rabbi Yehuda, in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Kasha, that the Braisos are not contradicting each other. Ha, that the second Braiso that says that we do not accept it from him, what's it referring to? That is Betchila, that is reference to the beginning of the temple. And there we do not accept the donations, because there we're concerned about Ripayon Yadayim. What is Ripayon Yadayim? That is what we said on the bottom of 5b, where Rava there said that Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that a non-Jew who donates money for the Bedek HaBayit, that we're concerned about it, because really they are allowed to give donations. However, there is a verse that tells us to be concerned. And what is that verse? Mishum Ripon Yodayimu, that they're concerned that the intent of the non-Jew in making the donation was just to weaken the hands of the Jews, because it states in Ezra chapter 4, verse 4, Vayihi Ama Aretz Merapim Yidei Am Yehuda Umivalim Otam Uvnot, that the people of the land, the non-Jews, were weakening the hands of the Jewish people, and they were preventing them from building, that the non-Jews wanted to stop the building of the temple, and so therefore they said, as a pretext, we're going to help you build it. And why did they say this? So that the Jews would rely upon them, and then the non-Jews would bring in their committees, and they would slow everything down. And in the meantime, they would go and they would send a message to the king of Persia to try and convince him to change his mind to stop the building of the temple. And so therefore, The Rosh Yehuda refused to allow the non-Jews to help them, so that the Jews would be able to build it quickly before the non-Jews were able to get the word to the king of Persia to stop them. And so therefore, going back to our Gemara, the Braisa here, Rabbi Yochanan says it's not a contradiction. The second Braisa says we don't allow the non-Jews to donate, that's referring to the beginning of the temple, the building, because then we don't accept them because we're concerned about Ripayon Yadayim. However, the first Braisa that says that we do accept from them, and that's referring to Besof. That's referring to when the temple is already built, and then the non-Jews want to at that point help the building. Well, then it's okay, because then we don't have a concern about Ripayon Yadayim anymore, because basically the temple is already built. To Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, but if it was the beginning of the temple, said Rabbi Yochanan, Afilu Mayim V'melach Emekabu Mehem, that we don't even accept from the non-Jewish people at that point even water or salt. And water or salt are an example, because they're not used in the temple. And so what we would be doing with them is we would be taking them, they're not used in the construction of the temple, we would just be taking them and selling them. And so therefore, it's obviously not going to be necessary, and it's not something that you can point to and say, I gave that salt or I gave that water, which is not something distinct. And so at that point, the prohibition was so severe that we wouldn't even accept that from them. However, but in the end, davar mesuyam emekabon, davar she'enu mesuyam emekabon. But if it would be the end of the construction of the temple, then if it was something that was distinct and everybody would notice it, then we don't accept it from them. And why? Because that would be disrespectful to the temple. That we're saying that this, let's say, for example, if a modern synagogue, this ark was dedicated by this person who's not of the Jewish faith, that's embarrassing for the Jewish community, that the Jewish community wasn't able to do it on their own. However, if it would be something that's not distinct, and it's not necessarily showing up at that point, then we say that This is not problematic because there's no concern anymore about Ripionia Dayim. There's no concern anymore that the non-Jews are going to be able to slow down the building. And also, there's no concern that they're going to point to this specific item and say that it was donated for this purpose. And so, therefore, we at the conclusion, we allow that, and we allow the non-Jew to be making donations. And says our Gemara, what is Hechi Dama Davar Amesuyim? What is concern? What is the reference to Davar Amesuyim? What is this matter? So says Rav Yosef, could go an Ama Kol Yola Orev, that there's an Ama Kol Yola Orev. What is this? That they would bring iron spikes that were an Ama, which is like around 18 inches, and they would place these iron spikes on the roof of the temple, the roof of the sanctuary, because we didn't want the ravens to sit there, because we're concerned that if the ravens would be sitting there, that the ravens would desecrate the construction of the temple. And so therefore, the ravens would be a problem with their defecation on the temple, God forbid. And so therefore we put the spikes on it to stop it. And so even that we would not allow. That's considered a davar mesuyim. We don't allow the person to walk around with pride and say, I gave that. And so we see from here that the sanctity of the temple, this is not about insulting somebody who's not of the Jewish faith. This is about a responsibility that the Jewish community has for our own temple and our own synagogues, to say that this is something that we were proud of, that we were able to build. So if it's about just a general donation, then it's acceptable. About something mesuyim and distinct that's recognizable in the temple, then it becomes problematic.